Cape Talk. WhatsApp Sarah Jane
on 072-567-1567.
It's that time of the week where we meet somebody who has an extraordinary story. We call it My Amazing Life, and it really is. Our guest this week really does have an amazing life. He's a former Durbanville police officer who was left paralysed after being shot in the head while on duty in 1999. Bernie Manzoni was medically boarded from the police force shortly after the shooting, but managed to continue living a very active lifestyle. Back in 2010, he completed his 12th Cape Town 20 kilometre big walk. He's also the founder of a swim school in Durbanville, where he and a team of swim coaches teach young kids to swim competitively. Absolutely delighted that he's joining us on the show this morning. Bernie, a very warm welcome to you, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Let's start then. It's 1999. You're a police officer in Durbanville, and one day changes your life forever. What happened?
I actually wasn't a police officer in Durbanville. I was a police officer in their high-risk team in the Western Cape.
And
we covered the whole Western Cape. So if there was trouble in Khayelitsha, then we would be in Khayelitsha.
Okay. And so what happened on that day, Bernie?
We were called out at about 3 o'clock in the morning. They trapped a whole lot of cash in transit robbers in the house, and we were on the scene. And I got shot in the head.
Listen, I mean, when one goes into the police force, you obviously go in with your eyes very much open and knowing that it's a dangerous career path to take. That said, not everyone who's going into the police force is going to be shot in the head, nor are they going to imagine that they are. When that happens, what goes through your mind in that moment and thereafter?
Well, the first thing that went to my mind was, well, or my head was a bullet, and then they rushed me to N1 City Hospital from Khayelitsha, and I woke up 11 days later, and I was paralyzed totally, and then the recovery started.
When you're given that news, and we've spoken to people on the show before who have woken up. We had a gentleman on the show a couple of weeks ago who was shot whilst protecting his pregnant girlfriend from a gunman, and he woke up and he had he was also paralysed. We've had other people who've lost limbs and they've woken up and that's been their story. How does one deal with that information? I mean, how do you not sort of sink into a depression and never come out of it? What is it that is there something that a switch that happens in your brain at some point that says, I can't be depressed forever, or I have to forgive? And I want to talk about the role of forgiveness in just a second. But for you, what was it? What was that first moment like when you wake up and you're paralyzed?
It was, I also couldn't speak. So I couldn't read, I couldn't speak, I couldn't write. I was just laying there and thinking to myself, what now? And then, actually, it was my own team member that shot me in the back of the head.
Right.
He asked me, sorry, and I said, I knew what could happen to me, and so I immediately forgave him, and. I thought, this is going to be a long road for me, and I've been in the wheelchair for about a year, and I thought to myself, I am going to walk again, I am going to talk again, I am going to live an active life again. The turning point for me was probably when my ex-wife said to me, don't feel sorry for yourself. Nobody is going to feel sorry for you.
Sure.
And, that's the turning point.
You know, and the thing is, Bernie, some people would hear that and be told that and think, well, actually, I do feel a bit sorry for myself, and I think other people should feel sorry for me. I've been shot in the head. But for you, that was the spark. That was the shift. I love talking about shifts in attitude. And then what? So you were in a wheelchair for a year, and you have this shift and decide that you're going to you're not going to let this ruin your life. What have been for you since that? What have been some of the highlights of your life? What are some of the moments that you look back on and think, gosh, I'm proud of that, or that was extraordinary?
I had a lot of highlights in my life. I did a lot of things. I think swimming in the World Championships in Argentina in 2000, I think. Visited in Australia, swimming there.
Were you someone who always loved swimming, Bernie?
I loved running.
Right.
But I had to face the fact that I can't physically run anymore because I've only got one leg and one arm.
Mm, mm.
And then I decided, well, you know, if I can't run, what other sports can I do to remain active? You know, I got a little bit of a ADHD, so I thought, okay, I'm gonna just try swimming. So off I went to the gym and in my wheelchair, and I sort of fell into the water, and I thought, oh, shut! What now?
Oh dear! What, yes.
Now? I didn't think this through, and like many other things in my life, you know,
right.
I'm impulsive, and then I think it was two gentlemen that fished me out, and then the coach approached me and said, like, listen, I think you must start in the baby pool with learn to swim lessons, which I did.
Wow.
And then I must proudly say that I've got 110 miles swims, actually 111 mile swims. I've also finished the 3K and the 5K, which I did very slowly. And I swam in Rio in 2016, the 4K, and I swam in the Amazon, also an event, 5K. So I must say that probably that is the proudest moment in my life when I completed that.
Bernie, listen, nobody, when I speak to people like you who have had life-changing experiences and literally where it could have, you know, you could have very easily lost your life. And I often wonder whether there is a sense, and it seems a little perverse sometimes to say it, but that your life maybe is better since this has happened. Do you think you would have done all the things that you've done, been to Rio, gone to the swim in the Amazon? Do you think you would have done those things? Were you compelled to do those? And I suppose the question is, were you always somebody who lived life to the fullest, or has your experience led you to that now and create? And that this is sort of Bernie Mark 2.0.
Yeah, I really think I'm a nicer person.
Yeah.
Than when I was. You know, and I think that it's been an amazing experience, life after, well, Bernie Mark 2, then Bernie Mark 1. You know, it's I've accomplished very different things. And some things I can't accomplish, like I can't run the Comrades Marathon, although I wish I could. So be it. I do things very differently. And, you know, if you've got a mindset that you're disabled, then you'll be disabled.
Mm.
I haven't got that mindset. I've just lived life to the fullest, being in my mind non-disabled, and that's it. My right arm and my right leg is totally paralyzed, but I walk with a brace. And the thing that I tell most of my friends is I'm not disabled. I'm otherwise abled.
Yeah, that's a beautiful way of looking at it. If you are just joining us this morning, my guest for My Amazing Life is Bernie Manzoni, who was shot in the head while on duty as a police officer in 1999, but has certainly not let that experience change his life for the worse. He lives a very, very active life. And you run a swim school now.
I actually run a swimming club, and I've also got a swimming school, but I don't run that. I mean, I'm one person, but I've got these amazing, I wouldn't say employees, because I don't consider them employees. I consider them friends and instructors and coaches, and wow, they are really amazing. I work on the club side. I'm actually at a goal of sitting in the car now.
Oh, are you?
Yes, in Somerset West, and I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
You asked me earlier what my biggest accomplishment was.
Yes, yes.
I think it's to see the smiles on these children's faces when they swam certain times and stuff like that. I love children, Just to see them smiling and see them happy, and when they're sad, then I give them a hug and say, well, you know what, work harder and it'll go better next time.
Yeah, yeah. They must be absolutely fascinated by your story, Bernie.
You know, many of them don't know what happened to me.
Right.
Many of them did ask. Many of them don't know what they, I don't think they look at me differently.
Yeah. They
look for their coach, which has got a limp, I don't think many of them know that my right arm is totally paralyzed.
How extraordinary. Oh, through the eyes of children. Bernie, yours is an extraordinary story, and I appreciate you for giving us time this morning to tell us and to share some very inspirational words also and inspirational thoughts on life. It's been a real treat to have you on the show. Have a fantastic rest of 2020 and all the best to your little swimmers today.
Thank you very much.